Ahoy out there, land hoes. It's me, Dave Landau, and I'm taking over the show today, Louder with Crowder with Dave. We're going to talk about Elon Musk, Balenciaga, and some other fun stuff. So listen up, listen in, tell your friends, tell your mom. I like your mom. Ahoy. All right. I couldn't hear anything in my headphones. I now understand what Steven's complaining
about. He keeps them really low.
He so. Does, yes. Oh, doesn't want to blow his ears out. So, you
know. Oh, I have man ears.
Ah.
All right, today is going to be an exciting day. We're going to be talking a lot. We're going to talk about Elon Musk. Is he Chinese?
Oh, my goodness.
Balenciaga update involves a penis-nosed doll.
Seriously.
I know, they're on back order. I've been waiting. Media reports fake news on Iran. There's also a heartwarming story of a Canadian woman offered assistance by the government.
Hmm.
And Mug Club, we're going to be playing They Don't Make Them Like They Used To. Little Sean Connery 007 edition.
Ah,
and like also, it. Question of the day. On a scale of 1 to 10, how insane do you think Ye is? Ye, whatever, is Kanye West. How insane do you think Kanye West is after seeing his appearance on Alex Jones?
Raving psycho.
We'll know, because Alex Jones will actually be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
You can make Alex Jones feel uncomfortable on your... on the show, you're like, oh, okay, you must be saying something spicy.
He was laughing in discomfort, and it was fun to watch.
He filed filed for bankruptcy the very next day. I don't think the timing had anything to do with it, but
I'm sure it was a blow to the ego. But you can see me December 16th and 17th at the Funny Bone in Syracuse, New York, and the other things on this weekend. I'll be at the Comedy Castle in Detroit.
Yeah,
so come out
in Detroit.
They do have a castle in Detroit. They have a few castles. They do.
Oh, nice.
But before we get into this, let's go ahead. Gerald A., how are you doing today?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm alive.
How was the finishing leg of the fall tour, the Rebels with a Cause tour?
It was amazing. The people in Jersey and Baltimore were absolutely incredible.
Awesome.
I can't thank you guys enough for coming out and supporting, and everybody here who has supported us this whole tour. Thank you so much. It means the world to us. It really does. And one play. We don't want to talk about it. No, every place was good. Every place was fun. Token Noun, how are you?
Ahoy, Dave.
Ahoy to you. Akuza?
Good morning.
Good morning. That's better. Tim the Tool Man?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. He was with us all weekend.
Oh,
yeah, somebody actually gave me this hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, awesome. In Jersey. He was operating the spot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Square it up to the camera. Let's read that.
Let's there. Pull it up.
Okay.
Don't blame me. I voted for Trump.
Right. Nice.
I like it.
I like it. And someone gave us some stuff, too.
Herpes?
Yeah, I have those. Yes. We'll save that discussion.
We'll save that discussion for another day. Warts. Anyway, and we also have one of my favorite people, Crawdaddy. How are you doing today?
Doing great, David. Thank you.
Yes, you were also on the tour with us this weekend.
I wasn't. Everyone slept in the plane, but you and I sat up and talked.
Yes.
So you crapped out on me eventually and snored.
I passed out for like a good 20 minutes.
That's right.
But I woke up just to hear the stories of the people that had been on the plane recently, and I liked that.
You were very confused when you woke up.
Yes.
It was like George Clooney and Oh Brother, We're Out There. You know?
My hair!
Yeah. Like, where did I go? I thought I was just eating cheese a minute ago.
Where's my Dapper Dan?
Yeah. Yes. Well, people love taking photos with you.
You know, the odd photo. No, I mean, come on. You guys take thousands.
Yeah, but then they're like, is that Crawdaddy? Get in this photo. Or they run to you to take the picture. They love you.
I like how Steven called you out in Baltimore because he saw your silhouette.
I was standing right behind Tim.
Yeah.
With the soundboard, I guess, cast enough light.
Yeah.
But he said, get out of there.
He literally just saw your outline and was like, get out of there.
Get out of my eye line. And John bailed on me, just took off, and I'm left
holding the bag.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was fun. And no, these fans are great, though. They are such great people, and I love to see how they interact with you guys, and they're just so fiercely loyal. It's great.
They really are nice people, and we had Thomas Finnegan smoking a cigarette in every historic theater, so that was important for the stage show.
Yeah, this place burned down.
This place was built in 1898, and he lights up.
Yep.
Yeah. It's an addiction, Darren. I mean, let's be gentle.
Yeah, you can't get through an 8-minute set. So let's talk about this. This year is 2022. That's a good intro there. Which means people are getting more insane by the day. Here we have a female TikToker who's growing out of her body hair?
Growing
out her body hair. I saw an of that wasn't there.
It's going to be fun today.
I know. I have LASIK, but I also get starbursts. We were talking about this, so everything to me has a glare.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Christmas lights must kill you.
Oh, they're fun, though. If my HPPD kicks in, it's like a little acid trip.
Well, you're too young for reading glasses yet. You don't need them to read.
Not yet.
No, no.
I'm definitely going to need them, though.
It's a good trade-off. Distance vision with LASIK for the...
Yeah. Deal.
But now they can do the whole bionic eye thing with the new lens, so...
I don't know if I'm there yet, but I did do the laser thing, and everybody's like, a laser in your eyes? And I'm like, it's awesome.
It's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
I think mine took 6 minutes.
And then after you sleep for 8 hours, and it's done.
Yeah.
It's the greatest recoup time ever. You can get LASIK by me at daveslasik.com.
He's a professional.
Yes. I try.
Professional what?
Don't worry about it. I will fix your eyes.
Thanks for that, Casey.
Yeah. Okay. But here you go. Here's a female TikToker who's growing out her body hair. Wants you to know about it.
Wow, you're so observant. Yeah, I do have belly hair. I also have armpit hair.
Ew.
Back hair.
Zip it.
Leg hair. And arm hair. I don't really have a mustache
Italian.
Or
yes.
unibrow,
she's
but anyway,
Lebanese.
My body
We've dated,
just
I've
does
dated
this
both.
Thing naturally where it, like, grows hair, and then I don't do anything about it because there's no rule saying that you have to.
Gross. That's a treasure trail because it doesn't go up to her mouth. It goes the other way.
She also has up talk.
Everything's a question. Right. There's no law that says I have to have no body hair. Yeah, but, you know, shave it.
Yeah.
I mean, having a little bit of arm hair, okay, fine. I don't think that's a big deal.
No.
The chest, belly, like the trail hair, I'm like, it's a little weird.
Well, you're doing it deliberately.
You're wearing a shirt that shows off that particular area of the body, and then you're complaining that people notice that you're like, hey, are you French, Italian, something? Where they have hair all over the place?
And she's just like, no, leads... I'm a dick.
That one leads up
single.
To a little Austin Powers tuft.
Yes.
A nice. Yeah, she has a giant, just Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, carpet mane.
Just a bearskin rug of a cleavage. I don't understand the virtue in it, I guess.
Really, just don't be pissed off that people are like, that's a little weird. Yeah.
Which is why, young lady, we're sending you a free Manscaped.
Yes, there you go.
You can enjoy that and stop grossing out your boyfriend this holiday season.
But wait, kids in a family, here you go.
Yes, also good news, men are disgusting and don't really care. Oh, if they're drunk enough, you're drunk enough, you're going to get banged. All right. I'm just being honest. Like, if I was hammered and in high school, like, that girl looks like she's probably in college, and somebody was like, I have some chest hair and pit hair, I'd be like, whatever.
I do shave my forearms, though. That's the bridge too far.
Yes, this one's here. This is bulimia.
It's looking like a gorilla.
Yeah.
My bulimia arm.
Good old... She's quarter Sasquatch is what happened.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to her. I think you're going to make a man very miserable.
Yes.
On Friday night, Elon Musk dropped a slew of files that showed Democrats directly colluding with Twitter to censor information they didn't like.
This was huge.
It was massive. I was watching the whole thing. It was 5 o'clock Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they announced via Twitter the thread that Matthew, is it Tiabi?
Tybee.
Tybee.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to ask for pronunciation clarification as well.
Yeah, but he put it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
More expected to be released today. We'll be covering that tomorrow when Steven's back at the desk. And, of course, on that interview will be none other than Alex Jones.
Yes, and we're going to do a deep dive because, like you said, there's more coming out today. Our guys are going through every single piece of information they can possibly go through to get all of the details. I know everybody wants to talk about this story, and we should, because it shows Dems being caught red-handed. And also leads to some shenanigans with Trump that we'll talk about tomorrow and his response to all of this. So stay tuned for that.
It's really fascinating just what came out, though, and how corrupt this is.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful to see.
Well, and it's the response from everybody, one, going after this guy, and two, kind of saying that this is really nothing. It's just all penis pics of Hunter Biden. I'm like, okay, yeah, you didn't read any of this because James Woods didn't send a penis pic, and that's not why he was asked to be removed. So, yeah, you're going to...
Right.
This could end up in some really interesting legal...
He's going to sue
battles.
The DNC, and he hopes enough people will draft in behind him. I'm sure he's looking at a class action.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He can't afford to do that. They'd wear him out.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet Merrick Garland's going to take swift action.
Yes, he'll get right on that.
He's a go-getter.
I'm so glad he's not on the Supreme Court. We did good on that one.
Yeah. Doesn't he have to keep things frozen this winter? God, he's an awful...
Yeah.
Anyway, today, though, we're going to talk a little bit more about Elon Musk, if you guys want. Sunday, on his Instagram, Kanye West hypothesized that Elon Musk is actually a Chinese hybrid experiment.
Allegedly!
He put out some lovely little messages such as, am I the only one who thinks Elon could be half Chinese? Have you ever seen his pics as a child?
Oh, boy.
Boy, this guy likes to triple down.
Yeah, he does.
All caps, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Stop all caps yelling, writer. Grandpa.
Yes. Also, he wrote, take a Chinese genius and mate them with a South African supermodel, and you have Elon. That's not a bad... Anyway.
No, so far so good on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be like, sure, I'll take that.
Yeah.
You're saying that, I'm a hot man.
And we have an Elon. He said, we have an Elon.
Yes.
Because the next part is where, you thought this was crazy to begin with.
Well, that's when he says that I say an Elon because they probably made 10 to 30 Elons and he's the first genetic hybrid that stuck. Well, let's not forget about Obama. So, just...
It's science.
So I was like, oh, okay, so he thinks a Chinese spy, or a brilliant Chinese person, not a spy, mated with a South African. Okay, yeah, fine. And that's nice because he's smart and he looks good. That's what he's saying. And then he's like, no, you're like part of a hybrid project that's from a dystopian movie that we've watched where most people didn't survive, but you finally did.
Right. Well, and if you want, go ahead and comment. Do you think there's a lot of truth to this? I mean, you're an idiot, but go ahead and comment. Wait, make sure you... once you start saying the qualities of Hitler, people don't listen to you anymore.
No, they shouldn't.
It's really just the truth.
If you think this is all true, just let us know so that we can mark you.
Yeah, just...
I want to know where you are
at all times.
So I can stay away from there, wherever
good
there is.
Lord, was that something. Anyway, speaking of Obama, Elon responded to this claim on his Twitter, saying, I take that as a compliment. Ah, look at that.
There we go.
I can see that.
That's nice.
Kanye then screen capped the tweet and posted it on his Instagram with the reply, it was meant as a compliment, my friend. Now Obama, on the other hand.
Dun, dun, dun.
Again, it would seem like trolling had it not been for the Hitler outburst.
Well, you know.
All right.
So bad.
I'm going to go ahead and say this, and I know it takes some guts, guys.
Take some guts. Go for it.
Not a fan of Hitler.
Nor should you be.
Okay. I thought he was bad.
How about Nazis?
I hate Nazis.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the point.
See, that was pretty simple, right?
You're kind of supporting a party that's been dead for some time. I think it's ridiculous. If you consider yourself one, you're a silly Billy, I'll say it. All right.
Stronger
don't let
words.
My silence mean anything other than you guys are doing fine with this.
No, okay. I'm just glad that you're
here. Here.
Look, you don't have to speak up.
Touché. I agree.
What a stupid thing to side with, though. Oh, somebody's like, yeah, good qualities. All right. Hit the like button, of course, if you don't like Hitler. I think that's important. Let us know who you really are. Don't be afraid, guys.
Let's do this.
It's about time.
Take the hard stand.
He gets his comeuppance. Now, after Kanye's appearance on Alex Jones, it's pretty clear Ye is insane. But he might not be completely wrong about Elon being part Chinese.
Yeah.
Elon actually sent us some exclusive footage of him addressing the claims.
Hi, everyone. I'm Elon Ma. Money. Give to you.
That was actually $3 million, and he didn't even pick it up.
No, nope. You don't pick up pocket change.
No, you drop a nickel. You're like, yeah,
that's, I just leave it.
That's for the birds.
Yeah, some poor unfortunate soul come along and pick that up and have a better day.
Yes. And if you're wondering about Yee's Obama comments, I don't know if it's Yee or Ye. It's Yee. I'm not calling it Ye because that's not how it's spelled.
It needs an accent that they have in some languages.
Yeah.
That they have. So
Yee.
Yee.
Maybe an umlaut.
Oh, boy.
So if you're, what? What, is that racist? No, it's an umlaut. It's the two prongs.
Is that what that is?
It's the two O things above the okay. O, the umlaut.
In French, it's an accent aigu, which is means it goes A instead of E.
In English, it's an I don't give a damn.
Yeah, there's a great document called American Movie where the guy calls the movie Coven, but he puts an umlaut over the O, and one of the actors is like, well, so it's Coven. And he's like, no, it's Coven, like witch. He goes, yeah, but you put an umlaut over the O, so it's Coven.
You've been waiting to mess it up.
What's that?
You've been waiting to use that reference.
No, I've used it. That's the only reason I know what an umlaut is. What do you think I learned at school? All right. So, and if you're wondering about Ye's Obama comments, we've actually obtained an unedited photo that the former president doesn't want you to see.
I lost it. Here we go.
No. We had some gremlins in the system this morning. I don't think we're covering.
Oh, good. I'm glad that was my face before that went up. According to Morgan Stanley, to a Morgan Stanley analyst, one half of Tesla's profitability comes from the Chinese market. Oh, a wet market?
Oh, no, what? Different market.
Oh,
yeah.
Do they have dries?
They do. But so the thing is, he's maybe not ethnically Chinese, but he is beholden, it seems, to China in a lot of ways. So we've touted him as being this free speech advocate, and that's right. He's done some great things for that. But there are some shortcomings, and this is something that we always do. We did it with Donald Trump. We do it with everybody. Even if we love you, if you're not kind of doing some things that you should be doing, like speaking out on protests or something like that, then we're going to call you out just a little bit on that. And so that's why we're covering these things. He depends on a lot of his profit to come from China. So
yeah,
is it a surprise that he's been a little silent on things that are happening? So
yeah, well, in January, Tesla even opened a showroom in somebody else say that
Xinjiang.
Yep,
I think that's close. That's fair, right?
Xinjiang.
Yeah,
in Zigzag.
I don't think it's that.
I don't know what you're gonna put an X and not the word men after it. You've lost me.
Lane's losing his mind over that right pronunciation
now,
right
now. Yeah. Oh, I know he is. Yeah. Well, Lane has a very good education. I have an eighth grade education, so whoop-de-doo, Lane.
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo. Because you're smarter than me doesn't mean you're smarter than me. Musk. Right. Musk has also praised China for their progress in, there's a word over that, sustainable energy. So select all.
That joke's only for us.
I know. Do we have the overlay there and the sustainable energy? Ah! Few seem to realize that China is leading the world in renewable energy generation and electric vehicles. Whatever you may think of China, this is simply a fact. Cool, right?
Yeah.
You like China?
It's also a fact that when you fly in, there's a gray-brown cloud over the mainland as you're coming off the ocean.
Yeah, LAX used to be. I don't know if it's still that way, but...
What, you mean like Jersey was this weekend? Well, no offense, guys.
No offense, but it's you know, get some big fans or something. Blow it into New York if you have to.
Oh, my God. It's just it's all these chemical plants. It's just... You're all going to... You're going to die. There's so much pollutants. Well, we're all going to die eventually.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if a meteor was coming, it's not even the worst news we would have today.
That's true.
No one's getting out of here alive, Dave.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I've always said.
Yeah.
That's what the doctor told me last week. Said, especially you. Jeez. Then we kissed. All right, so China. Did I read this? Hope not. China is the world's top polluter. Yeah, no shit. Sorry. And is responsible for the same amount of carbon emissions as the next four countries combined. USA, Indiana, Russia, and Japan.
Indiana is a state.
India.
Which Dave knows.
In fairness, though.
As well, Indiana.
Indiana, though. Equally as dirty as India. I don't
well,
know if you knew
that. Well, that's
pretty close. Yeah. Ooh, so I don't know why I just said Indiana.
With slightly less population.
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Slight.
Cricket, slightly not as small. Big in Indiana, though. So
No, bigger crickets.
Yeah, they're more into basketball and football.
No, I like parts of Indiana.
Yeah.
Part of it's nice just because there's indie people from there watching and I want to perform there. But no, your state's great.
Go we had Hoosiers. A great show there.
We did, though, didn't we?
Yeah, those people were awesome.
I do like Indianans. Is that what they call them? Indians?
I don't think it's that.
Whatever it is.
Oh, boy.
They would be Indians in Indiana.
Indianans?
It's got to be because it's Indian.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, really? Because they didn't just add an A, Gerald?
Indianites?
We're gonna get our team on that. We're going to find out what people from India. Hoosiers. I know
Hoosiers. Hoosiers. I knew that.
But I don't know if you
Yeah, don't Gene name, Hackman so. Me.
But back to the stat. That is pretty amazing.
It
what
is.
Those countries on that list.
Well, because
and all together.
Yeah, cool. And because China doesn't sign on to these climate agreements. And everybody's like, well, we're committed to doing this. It's like, number one accounts for 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else matters if they sign on to this list. Switzerland's like, yes, we signed on. And we're like, oh, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate great. That. It's going to make a big difference.
Well, yeah, USA, India, which is extremely polluted.
Yeah.
Russia and Japan, which is very industrial.
Yeah, I couldn't believe Japan was number 5, but yeah. Maybe scale.
That's incredible, though. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of. I mean, Greta Thunberg should go over there.
She should go to China.
Yeah, go give Russia a bit of lip.
Yeah, stop giving us a hard time.
Yeah, we're trying.
Lady.
What's this?
Hoosiers.
I know it's Hoosiers, but. I mean, is it Indianans? We're Texans.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, they go with Hoosiers.
But you call someone from Indiana Hoosier.
Oh, that would make sense.
To their name, but fine.
I'm going to go Indianans and change it.
Oklahomans, they're also Sooners. I'm saying it can be both.
Is that true? They're also Shockers.
Yeah.
What's is there an Indiana State University? There's University of Indiana.
It's a community college. It's an area.
Andy is from Indiana. That's right. Okay. And she said we never say Indianans.
It's because it doesn't exist as a word.
I'm from Michigan. It's right there. We've never called it that.
Michiganders?
Michiganders.
That's great.
Yeah. Michigangsters.
That's a nice hand.
Michinot.
Michigangsters.
But Indiana means land of Indians.
Yeah.
So.
We say.
See Indian. How uncreative the name was?
Indian. Ah.
They're like, let's just add an A so it's not offensive.
Okay.
All right.
They'll have to change their name next census.
We've spent way too much time on that.
Yep. Well, I don't think we did. I think everybody learned a little something today about Indiana.
Yeah. In a nutshell, China pollutes and they buy a lot of electric cars.
Yeah.
Yes, in a nutshell, China's a terrible place. Not that I've been. I'm sure that there's parts that are lovely. There's a wall, I hear, that's great.
Mm.
74,000 babies die in the womb a year in China from population pollution.
I'm kind of retarded.
I didn't sleep well. You know, I'm not the only one who was on tour. So, yes, let me reread that sentence because it was so joyous. 64,000 babies die in the womb a year in China due to pollution.
That's insane.
That is a lot.
Right, so we complain about the pollution, obviously.
How do you prove that?
Greta Thunberg.
No, I mean, that is tough.
It's called science. We're not in the 1920s where you take a guess at how people get sick.
Well, why baby die? Pollution. What?
The baby have a black lung.
Yeah. Yes. I keep throwing my plastic bottles away in it.
littering killed your baby. What?
Yeah.
How do you prove it?
I do want to see Elon speak out a little bit about the protests. I don't think he's mentioned it at all yet. And this is a bit of a failing, right? Because there's some protests over what's going on there, especially as it relates to production and COVID policies and people being put in internment camps and people being potentially killed or not rescued in fire. Sorry. People being welded into their apartments. Like, it's probably one of those things that we should comment on, even if you have business interests there. So,
but what's the good news?
Helpful. The good news?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make it
well,
light.
The good news is he's doing something fantastic with the Twitter files. He's opening these things up. He's allowing people back onto the platform. And by the way, this is not a complete amnesty. You get to say whatever you want from here on out thing. It's come back to the platform, play by the rules of the platform that will be open this time and fair. And if you can, then you can stay on. right?
That's I like
what he's saying, and I think that's 100% reasonable, but he is missing an opportunity, I think, to call something out. Now, he doesn't have to speak on every single issue. I get it. But this is one of the biggest issues in the world that every single major corporation that we've talked about, including the NBA, is silent on and actually silencing people, finding coaches for talking about it, removing fans that were talking about Hong Kong and held up signs. Like, somebody just needs to stand up and say, this is bad, right? Mm-hmm. Or give them all Starlink so that they can communicate with us without having to go through the Chinese Communist Party.
I agree. I have a Detroit Pistons watch. I still like basketball, but you guys are really starting to upset me.
You put your fist down. Wow, Dave. Easy.
Listen.
They're calling a meeting right now, Dave.
I know. They're like, this guy right here. It's because they don't want me to play.
That's right.
Because I'm short, I can't do it. But have you ever seen me dunk? Yeah, you have.
You're not supposed
to. No one has ever seen you dunk.
Ever.
Nobody.
I tried to do it on my son's Fisher-Price rim, and I broke my knee.
Ugh. You got to go with Little Tykes.
Yeah, I went Little Tykes. I got myself a pair of Jordans. I jumped a quarter inch in the air. It was impressive.
And a trampoline and dunked.
Yes. If I could dunk on a trampoline, I wouldn't be here right now. I would be at my house dunking on a trampoline.
All day. You broke on the Little Tykes backboard.
No, yeah. Shattered.
Yeah.
Oh, I would school my son when he was like three. I'd be like, bam! Out of my house.
And then trash talk him.
Yes. Go to your room.
Sadly, he's a better athlete than me by a lot now.
Yeah, well.
He's already going into like travel, like baseball and stuff, where that wasn't even close. They'd like me to travel out of right field and ride the bench if they could have.
Aw.
No, I sucked.
I did too.
At baseball?
A little bit.
Really?
I was okay.
Did you get beamed a lot because you're so tall?
Well, I leaned into the pitches just so that
so
I
you could walk. Plate. Gerald.
Sometimes. Did you ever charge the plate?
The mound?
Yeah. For the mound?
No, I wasn't a fighting kid.
Oh, I charged
just too
the
big
plate.
To fight people.
All right, charged
guys,
the mound.
I'm gay.
I got beamed and I ran and I hit the guy in the leg. Then everybody dragged me off of him.
With the bat?
Yeah.
You're supposed to throw the bat.
Well, he hit Not me on him. Purpose and I chased after him. And then the refs and my dad and other parents grabbed me.
And so it was like at the end of Casino for you? Or beating the crap out of a guy?
Yeah, he was fat and I kept calling him Pie. That was his nickname. Well, that was his nickname to me. So when I got up to bat, he hit me with a ball.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's fun.
I don't think little league pitchers have that kind of control.
They don't. No, this was probably when we were like 14.
Or velocity. So.
Yeah, they probably do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was intentional.
Yeah, it would have hit him harder if they hadn't gotten my shoulder. Anyway. So you should let's talk about this, though. Do you guys wear Balenciaga?
No.
No? Nope.
Just the
really?
Shoes.
I'd never heard of it until this story. I'm not going to lie.
Well, what's amazing is there's a outfit that, I don't know what you call it. I'm trying. An outfit that Kim Kardashian's wearing, where she's wearing all black with a face mask and all that. That's what Kanye's wearing on the Alex Jones interview.
Mm. Yeah. So
is this Balenciaga.
Can we pull that picture of Kim? It's Kim?
Kim.
Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian was,
yes. One of those to dinner. It's wearing the thing. Yeah.
And
well, there's so many in the family, it's hard to distinguish.
Yes.
Between
Gerald's playing dumb. He knows all the Kardashians.
Yeah, he watches every single last one. Oh, he loves them all.
He knows the half Kardashians, too.
Yep.
There are half Kardashians?
See?
Oh, so that's what Kanye was wearing, yes.
Yeah, basically that.
Huh.
That's stylish. If you want to, I don't know, to cut someone's ankles off while they're tied to a chair.
There you go.
Yeah, there are pure Kardashians, and then those that are half Caitlyn Jenner. Those are...
Yeah, those are full...
They're sharp gals.
Mm. Yeah, this is a great thing I'm a part of. See?
That's
look at
my
that.
Dad.
Who well, wore it is. Better, guys?
Yeah.
Ah, none this of this world crazy. Makes sense.
Hey, Kim,
right
it's Kanye. Can I borrow your face mask thing?
Yeah.
Come on, where'd you get it? Balenciaga? So, Demi Gavalciaga. He's the Balenciaga creative designer who came up with the Kids Bondage Bear campaign. I don't know if you guys remember that. He apologized for it by saying it was inappropriate to have kids promote objects that had nothing to do with them.
Wait. Hold on.
That's his bar?
Yeah. So it was two things. One, it was inappropriate. Inappropriate is not the right word. No. It was absolutely evil, demonic, and abhorrent of me to allow a child to be in an ad, and let me just read the last part, instead of objects that had nothing to do with them, with bears in leather, whatever stuff that is. It's just bondage bears, really? Like, you're going to have bondage bears and children. This is not objects that had nothing to do with them. This is not like a Pepsi bottle sitting over on the side nightstand. And it was like, oh, that doesn't really have anything to do with that. It was bondage bears in their hands. Just say that.
Yeah. You've never gone to Build-A-Bear and added nipple clamps?
I didn't realize that was an option.
No, you can. And these bears came with a shiny red ball.
Yes, they did. They were like Teddy Ruxpin, except there was a gag was ball
nose,
in his mouth.
Like the reindeer nose? That's not what it was?
No, it was a gag.
Ah, it was a gag, yeah. Yes.
Gotcha.
So instead of it saying, I love you, it was its safety word was banana. So it goes,
By the way, Kim Kardashian does a lot of black mask face. Here's another one.
Wow, that's crazy. Is that her?
Yeah.
That's stupid. Who's the one? Weird. Who's the mannish one? The little, the younger one? I don't. I shouldn't say mannish. Maybe that's rude.
Well, in today's time, I mean, it could be descriptive. Who knows?
Well, there's. I don't care. We're not going to get into.
Don't get into
who.
The Kardashians.
Some of them are cute.
Sure.
They're crazy.
Yeah, it's a woman. I'm joking, ladies.
I didn't mean
ladies.
That kind of crazy. Joking, I meant more.
I love the women. All right. I'm not here to tell you. I think you're equal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nothing. All right.
We're going to leave you on that branch by yourself.
Boy, I really appreciate that, guys. Nobody jumping
twist.
In.
Just twisting that wind.
Did you ever buy anything from Balenciaga?
No, I wouldn't know
face
where to find
mask
them, Dave.
Or purse or...
Bondage bear.
Shit. The kids' shoes. All right, so, but it turns out the CEO of Balenciaga's parent company, François-Henri Pinot.
Pinot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to, because you're a wine homo, do you want to go ahead and read that?
I do know that one from wine, yeah.
Please, Gerald, go ahead.
No,
please.
He owns a company that sells child, get this, I thought this was fake, child sex mannequins with penises on their face.
Look at that.
Oh, man.
What?
That's really real. Puts the pedo in Geppetto.
Guys, I've been in locker rooms that would make guys blush with that kind of stuff. This is normal.
I can't believe you would sell that.
Well, putting it on an adult would be dumb and stupid and all of the other words that you can think that mean the same thing. It would be bad enough, but you put it on a child.
Yeah.
Like, why in the world does anybody think that this is a reasonable thing to do?
And you're just like, lie to me. Lie to me, Pinocchio.
Amazing thing.
That means the story's so much different now.
That's all it is, though. It's Pinocchio, yeah, but they is. Made it Pinocchio. A penis.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm sure, the fantasy of a lot of people.
Have a penis for a nose?
No, to have a kid that they made with one that's they want it to be a real boy. Don't you get mad at me all you want. What
I'm
do you think
mad
that's,
at
what
you.
That's
mad
a parody
at
of?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying that. I think the guy should be murdered who invented it. But well, I mean, not murdered. I shouldn't say that because you can't
career-wise,
on the show.
Not really.
Career-wise, he should be murdered and then later murdered.
No.
Die suddenly.
Yes, I think he should accidentally die. All right.
But this Francois guy is not the one who invented it, and we don't wish death on him.
No, no. I mean, unless we have to.
Dave!
No, we would never
Dave!
Do that. No, I think he's swell.
Shut up!
No!
Shut up!
Sorry. His company sells kids with penises
on
their nose.
It's not that I disagree.
Why do I have to pretend I like them?
You don't. There should be very, 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 very harsh penalties for things like this in our society. This
you know,
not
this
be
elf
acceptable.
On a shelf?
Yeah.
He's listening to me and I'm going to get more presents.
By the way, I just really quickly, my wife and I went to a mall and she saw like the Balenciaga. She's like, how is that still up? Yeah. Somebody should paint that.
Was anybody in it?
No, I mean it was Neiman Marcus.
Oh, okay.
Neiman Marcus had a bunch of the like brand logos on the outside of the building that they're advertising, and we just couldn't believe it. It made my wife's first thought was criminal action.
And if you know her,
do it necessarily.
It's out of character.
Yeah, that's completely out of character for my wife, but criminal thoughts entered her mind.
Yeah.
That's the response everybody should have to this.
Well,
to
yeah,
and so she wanted to splash paint on it like you would someone with
something
a fur coat.
Like that. Yeah, okay. We hate that stuff, right? We hate it when people do that, but it's just like our first reaction was, how is that even allowed to be here anymore?
Right.
Don't they know? It's Christmas time. This place is filled with families. Don't they know that this is going on?
Well, but look at these photos. It's all just snake eyes from G.I. Joe. Like, there's not any effort going into it.
That's fair.
Perfect. It's just,
look at that. That's a good way to trick a guy into not knowing you have anyway.
Which brings us to.
What? This brings us to the 7 Plus 1 rejected Balenciaga products.
You forgot the one in the chamber.
There's always one in the chamber.
Every time.
Have you noticed that?
I did.
Number 7, Don't Talk Boy.
Oh my gosh.
Gerald A.
Number 6, the Tickle Me Haley Joel Osment.
Number 5, Crawdaddy.
Oh, Dave. Fist your potato head.
Oh, no.
I'll take credit. Number 4, this one was actually a pretty hot seller. She-Man.
No, I see what you did.
Tassels. The blur, yes.
Number 3, Gerald A.
Easy Bake Coffin.
Oh. You got to get rid of the evidence.
Man. Ooh.
I need a few light bulbs.
Yep.
Oh.
Number 2, Crush.
I just knew you were coming my way with the worst ones. Pubic's Cube.
Gosh.
Number 1, the Epstein Bears.
Oh, man.
That's,
oh.
That's got Clinton.
The last book you'll ever read. And number 1, or number plus 1.
Yeah.
Pog Patrol. Oh, yeah. And this has been 7 plus 1.
You forgot the van in the chamber.
Go ahead and hit the like button if you think Hitler's bad. All right.
still bad, right?
Still bad.
Still bad?
I'm still voting. Still not a fan.
Still not at all a fan.
Not a big fan of Hitler. Nazis neither.
Never
got to say. Not a lot of good qualities.
Nope.
Western media reported fake news of a for authoritarian regime.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the New York Times reported that Iran, that's the country we bombed, right?
You know what, Dave?
Iran, not Iran.
Yeah.
Iran?
Why don't you let me take this one?
I'm going to let you have it, baby.
Yeah, okay. Guys, I'm gay. You're a real coward with that. You know, you muted my mic and I can't even respond.
That's right.
I see how it is. All right. So
you
look,
you muted the mic. You just said it.
What? No, that was not me. Well, that was me, but okay, fine.
You just said it.
Yesterday, the New York Times reported that Iran will be abolishing its so-called morality police. Comment if you've seen this out there right now. All of the news organizations have been covering this, and we feel like they have been covering this incorrectly for whatever reason. We'll get to that in just a second. The Times actually had a headline that initially read, Iran abolishes morality police after months of protest. Now, yes, there have been months of protest, and yes, it is because of what the morality police did. But writers at the Times drew this conclusion from a speech that was given from Iran's attorney general. That's funny. They have an attorney general. That's cute.
Adorable.
It really is cute. I didn't know that you needed an attorney general to kill your citizens and kind of, you know, basically oppress them in several different ways.
Well, it's nice to have titles.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right? His name is the Quran.
His name, his name starts with a familiar name. Mohammad Javda Montazeri, right? Where he said the morality police was abolished by the same authorities who installed it. So that's what they took and ran with and basically thought, okay, well, Iran is taking some positive steps here and they're going to abolish the morality police. The only problem is it's not true, right? Here's the actual full quote from the Iranian attorney general. The morality police has nothing to do with the judiciary system, the same source that created it in the past from the same place it has shut down. Of course, the judiciary system will continue its surveillance of social behaviors across society. In the same sentence, he basically said, yes, from that same source, it kind of shut down, but they're going to continue to monitor your behavior across society. Well, what do you think that means? The morality police were basically going out and making sure, for instance, that
kill women, you? Is that what that means?
Well, maybe. Women were wearing the hijab, right?
Yes.
We covered something, and I don't know that we have it in here, but maybe if you know, control room, if you guys can find something on this. Do you remember when the rock climber, she was in a competition.
Yeah.
And she was competing for Iran. She had to climb on short notice. Like they said, hey, you're up now. She didn't have the hijab on because she was in the back.
Right.
She had to come out and climb without it. Well, I believe that her house has been burned to the ground now. back in Iran. But I need to confirm that because I saw some reports of that. There was some footage that was out there about that. So yeah, they're real tolerant when women don't have head coverings. I get it. Cultures are different. I'm just saying, maybe don't burn down people's houses for it. That's what a lot of people are asking for.
Isn't it hard to climb a mountain with a face covering?
Well, not on her. She wasn't on a mountain.
No,
she
it's hard with a full burqa.
Indoor.
Ah, right? Yeah.
No, it's swimming with a full burqa. That's the really that's difficult tough. One as well.
It's called a beach burqa.
Yeah, exactly. So on our Twitter, journalist Nahayat Tizush, and these are really difficult names, by the way.
Yeah, now who's stupid?
Yeah, she outlined the issues with the New York Times reporting. Montazeri is not in charge of the regime's morality police. I almost said mortality police. We're not talking about
what's
COVID.
The difference. Either or tomato.
Montazeri doesn't specify who allegedly shut down the morality police and when and how. And Montazeri promises to continue enforcement of country's Islamic Sharia laws, which we saw, right? So these are all kind of on-the-ground reporters, journalists. These are sources, by the way, that CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post, all these different organizations that are, you know, the trusted names in news, seeing Democracy yeah. Dies in Darkness and Trust Us above all else, they could have easily gone out and done some research on this to find out. So Iranian journalist Sana Ibrahimi described this as a propaganda effort by the regime here.
The morality police has not been abolished. They have temporarily stopped working, which is a suspension, but we know for a fact it's not abolished. They are not going to change anything. And even if they do that, that's not what people are demanding for. People are asking for freedom and their dignity, and they're not going to rest until then. That's only achievable by overthrowing the regime. They want nothing but abolishing the regime itself. So this is just the regime propaganda that has been spread by regime's lobby and its arms in the West.
Ah, okay. So at the very best, this looks like a bit of propaganda.
And right? At the worst, she has a treasure trail.
She had some adorable dimples, though.
Didn't she? She was cute.
If you show those dimples, though, you're
should we airlift Manscaped to Iran as well?
Oh, yeah. We should just drop it.
You know, like humanitarian aid kind of thing where normally it's food, but this is just Manscaped.
For sure. Rates. Yeah, okay. I think it's only
airdrop.
Fair. Just here
airdrop from our sponsor.
Bombs. Yeah. Trust me, you'll thank us.
They all just break, so it's just an insult.
Oh.
Well, I think if you drop anything out of a plane, I'm not speaking of the durability of a sponsor.
Well, it's got a parachute. I mean, come on. We have advancements in technology.
That's true. I do have tiny Manscaped parachutes I've made.
That's right. It's your little army soldier parachutes.
I've made it out of what I shave.
Ah, okay. This is the Dave collection.
They may need to be recharged a little more frequently.
Yes, they do. Mine went dull very quick.
Well, you have to. You're the guy at the end of the line testing the product every time.
Yes. Well, there's
Dave shaving to see if it works.
Yeah, Dave's got quite a forest. Tropical rain,
sparks
if you will.
Sparks coming out of it like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
The grinder.
Texture of a Brillo pad.
So look, there is speculation that the regime might want to distract from an upcoming planned three-day strike. Like these protests are not going away. The Iranian national soccer team, obviously we talked about them in the World Cup and some of the protests that they had. So this stuff is not going away. This is a big thorn in the side of the regime. But it's unclear if that was necessarily a factor that was involved in this. But it's the timing is kind of coincidental. So again, the major lobby group in the U.S. called the National Iranian Council, it's been characterized by protesters as an arm of the regime. These guys may have been involved, is what I was saying there. But it's unclear. They were instrumental in getting the Iranian nuclear deal passed, if you guys remember that. It was basically pallets of cash, I believe, which is not the best thing to do, is just to buy people off and let them continue doing what they're doing unabated. And the New York Times, to their credit, did eventually change its headline to include the words "official says this," right? So that's not they still didn't read the rest of the quote.
So it's
By the way, can you pull that back up? Pull the
Dave would miss this says. Hold on. He'd skate right over that.
This is the brilliance, right? This is the brilliance. Iran abolishes morality police after months of protests. How do you know that? They go into it in the article that somebody would say that. Is it normal for someone to say something that is about to happen? Yes. Otherwise, how do you know it? Either it's a press release or somebody says it. So they put in there, an official says, it's like, yes, but I already assumed that. I already assumed somebody said that. That's why you guys found out. You didn't correct the story and basically say, he also said we're going to continue policing our citizens. So it's basically the same thing, right? So, and this, look.
We support a lot of awful people.
We do. We have a lot of regimes that we are in bed with, or at least our media outlets don't push on quite as hard as they should.
Absolutely.
Unless like it's Saudi Arabia.
That's
Saudi
a very Arabia, good point.
Yeah, exactly. Saudi Arabia, they would absolutely go after. But Iran, for some reason, that seems to be a bit of a bridge too far. Hit the like button, by the way, if you like us and do not like. So we've already covered Hitler and the Nazis, but hit the like button if you don't like Iranian oppression of their citizens, maybe, and killing people for not wearing a hijab.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit the like button.
It's just
if
us.
You don't like.
Don't like that.
Iranian citizens being murdered.
Yeah. I don't. Dave,
it's kind of like the Arab Spring,
no.
You know?
Yeah.
Did that affect a lot of change? Lasting change? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know if they can
maybe.
Be fixed.
Maybe.
But if we get enough likes, it'll fix nothing.
Well, look, don't forget.
Shows we care.
This is not, I don't think this is a coincidence. The New York Times has carried water before for the
look at that mustache.
Name.
I'm sorry. Okay. That was completely out of line.
How dare you?
I could have kept that to myself, but she's interviewing a walrus.
To see, we'd rather use a flashlight or things like that.
Okay. Oh, that's
good. Yeah, thank
great
you.
Information.
Thank
if there's a power outage,
yeah. During the winter,
yes.
The flashlight will certainly keep me warm.
Yeah, that'll be good. So you'll be frozen solid with a flashlight.
We'll know how to find you. We'll see the flashlight pointing just in one direction.
That's good. We'll have to wait till spring to bury you.
Yeah. Do us a favor. Point it up at your face and wedge it into the snow, yeah, so it's like a scary flashlight lantern guy. You know, it'd be fantastic. Just you dead frozen.
Oh, that's probably what Wilford Brimley would look like had he not gotten all the beatus.
The sugar foot?
Just a healthy old Fu Manchu fella. Anyway, sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, but that would, I just like a good Fu Manchu.
So do you remember the New York Times after we killed Qasem Soleimani?
Yes.
When Donald Trump...
Is that El Baghdadi?
No, different guy.
Okay, same
different
deal.
Different guy. The New York Times
I bet they smelled alike.
They tweeted this obit with this caption. Qasem Soleimani, master of Iran's intrigue and force, dies at 62. You missed a few things there, right? Master of Iran's intrigue and force. I don't know what that means, and I don't think anybody else knows what that means, other than he was their chief torturer, by the way. That probably would have been a better catchphrase. And dies at 62, kind of, you know... He didn't just, you know, fall over and choke on a ham sandwich.
Expired.
You know it wasn't peacefully.
Yeah, he did not die peacefully.
No. It was one of those, you know, surgical strikes where we saw his car and then his car was no more and there was fire on the screen. So that's how he died.
Was he driving a Gremlin?
No. Chevy Nova?
Yes. Really depends on the automobile.
He had a light fender bender.
It was the Pinto, guys.
Yeah, Ford Pinto, yeah.
It's too bad he didn't have the Cadillac where they had the metal plate built into the car.
You know, it was the new hydrogen car.
To keep you from the flames.
Yes.
Yeah, a firewall?
Yeah, there was one. That's how...
Detroit.
Yeah, that's how Ace Rothstein lived in Casino because they had the metal plate.
Yeah.
He was still burnt.
The don't blow you up plate, just in case people want to blow you up.
I guarantee that was somebody in Detroit who was like, there's got to be a way to stop these things from completely exploding.
Yeah. Well, so they also, the New York Times, they also ran a puff piece on him that same week. And just so you know, Soleimani was directly...
A puff piece on a torturer.
Torturer, yes. Yeah. Well, and he was also directly responsible for the deaths of Americans in Iraq, right? And this was also known information at the time. So it's not like we just unearthed this.
Oh, great. So how did they fluff it up for us? To make it palatable.
they basically do it by omission. They don't tell you everything about this guy. They say he died at 62. They say he was a minister of whatever in Iran's regime, master in intrigue, which is a weird name,
minister
by the way. That's
pain.
Like a Dungeons and Dragons kind of group name that you come up with. I'm not
it
sure.
Is.
But look, it's not just the New York Times that reported the story wrong. So did Face the Nation. Watch.
I want to start with some breaking news overnight out of Iran. They have abolished the morality police. This is after months
Wrong.
Of protests following the death of Mahsa Amini, who died.
This was yesterday.
She was taken into custody since her head wasn't adequately covered. Does this stop the
She's
protests
killed.
That have been raging?
Her head was
That's up to the Iranian people. This is about them. It's not about us. And what we've seen
I don't
since
have a spine.
The killing of Mahsa Amini
that guy's in a
has
rock
been
band.
The extraordinary courage of Iranian young people, especially women. Who've been leading these protests, standing
Do you stand
up
with them?
For the right to be able to say what they want to say, wear what they want to wear. And so if the regime has now responded in some fashion to those protests, that could be a positive thing, but we have to see how it actually plays out in practice and what the Iranian people think. This is about them, and it's up to them.
You Grow know, some balls.
I know, right? That was the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, by the way. So you think these people out
More
there
like Anthony Blumpkin.
Well... He could have said this so easily. And we stand with them.
Yeah, we stand with her, yes. Well, who was killed for doing what she was asked to do.
Arrested and beaten by the police until she died from it.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear.
She didn't cover her head, so they removed it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, so, that seems fair.
Yeah. There's no objective right or wrong with these people. They can't. Oh, it's up to them. Whatever they feel is right.
And it's so wrong. That's what's amazing. Is anything that they even consider objectively right like this is wrong. It's completely wrong. And why? I hate the fact that you get even pundits like that, though, who are like, well, you know, I don't want to crap on their culture of, you know, murdering a woman who won't wear a silly hat.
Yes. No. And look, I get it. Like when you're talking about, you know, foreign policy, I understand that there is a bit of a game that you have to play to try to affect change.
Right? Yeah,
you
can back
regimes into corners sometimes and they can become more violent, especially against their own citizens. But I don't hold out any hope that that's actually what's going on with this administration, because Biden and Obama were the people who did the deal with Iran in the first place to give them cash all over the place. I don't think that they are actually going to push back and they're saying, well, we're just playing the long game. Joe, you've been in office for about 50-ish years now, right? You took a little bit of a break because you guys couldn't win. And you had every opportunity as Vice President of the United States to affect change in Iran and support the Iranian people. They've been protesting for a very long time in Iran at different points. And the United States hasn't stood up and said, you know what? We back the people of Iran nearly enough. I guarantee you right now, if President Trump was in office and this was going on, it wouldn't be that kind of statement that we would be getting.
No. Right?
We would be getting and maybe it would get us in a lot of trouble because he would tweet it out with a Diet Coke can in his one hand.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'd maybe probably cut out the parts they needed to make it look bad.
Yes. Right. But look, other outlets are also not reporting on this accurately as well. So we have the AFP, we have Daily Wire, I think, is one of these outlets that we had up there as well. The BBC, Bloomberg, a lot of conservative outlets even ran with this story. Not picking on anybody in particular, but that was one of the ones that we saw. And it's okay to say, hey, sometimes people have dropped the ball. So this is a great opportunity to come back and correct the record on this, right? So make sure that we get it right. This is what's going on in Iran. And it's not that they're abolishing the morality police and all of a sudden changing. Trust me, Ayatollah Khomeini is not going to allow that to happen.
Well, it's a great opportunity to talk about. What is Sharia law based on?
Yeah.
Based on the Quran. What's the Constitution based on? Based on Judeo-Christian principles. Why is one exceptional and one will never advance? And it's just, you know, use these opportunities to show the difference, the huge difference between what this American experiment is and these people that are living in the 7th century.
Well, and it's so easy to almost talk about now because everything is so, I don't know, it's so watered down. You're so used to hearing such painful things. But like, this is a human being. This is a woman who did absolutely nothing wrong, murdered.
Right.
Her life was taken away, and this is fine with an entire culture. Why do we want to keep pretending that's okay? It's disgusting and unacceptable.
Why is it okay? Why is Sharia, why is this okay? The Quran. Oh, don't say that.
Why?
Of course, come on. Let's, you know,
can crap on every other religion.
The sunlight is what you've got to expose this stuff. That's what free speech is about.
Oh, and also you have Kanye saying whatever you want. You're not going to have. Yeah, that's true. But you don't have, you know, going at people who their religion doesn't react like that. It's a serious problem. You're murdering people. And like, this is I just hate it. I find it so disgusting that you would kill a human being over faceware. And we're still living in a time where, like, we're talking to you on the internet right now, surrounded by, you know, microphones and guys building electric cars. And this culture is still like, oh, she's not wearing a face mask, even though she did what we asked her to do. Let's murder her.
It's That's a perversion a of modesty. Problem. I get that. I know they want to be modest and you know, they see our culture and that goes with freedom.
I get it. Yep. We have Megan Thee Stallion. Yep. My bad. You know, we understand that.
We've got your Cardi B's.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather have Megan Thee Stallion who's allowed to show her body than somebody who's murdered because they didn't.
No, I agree.
Sure. No, that's what, you know, freedom.
That's the thing about America is like people don't realize how lucky we are to have this.
Yeah. Well, no, and cultures go through their kind of evolutions, right? And we understand that there are going to be protests along the way. There's going to be a lot of stuff that happens. The regime is not going to want to lose control or lose power. All we're saying is, look, I get that. We can't go and just replicate American freedom every single culture
absolutely
around the world.
Yeah.
But when these cultures start to stand up, like in China, like in Iran, we need to be there to support them. We need to be there to say, yes, that's a good thing. Now, you're like, well, it could destabilize. Yeah, because the Middle East has been a stable place for the last 50 years. You guys' plan has worked so swimmingly well that nary a war has been fought over there, right?
No.
So screw it. I'm done trying to appease regimes that we hate. And this includes Saudi Arabia, by the way. This includes Qatar and places like that. I'm not a big fan of throwing gay people off of buildings and seeing if they can fly for the thousandth time just to see if you could prove the point, okay? I'm also not a fan of throwing death and human suffering at constructing stadiums so that you can host a World Cup. Not my thing. 6,000 plus people, I think, have died during the construction of those stadiums. I'm just saying, let's stop playing like we like these cultures. Let's just call them out when they need to be called out, and let's just support their citizens when they yearn for freedom.
And if you think you're liberal or have any idea of what that actually meant at one time, you certainly don't support the murder of somebody under these ridiculous dictatorships.
No, absolutely. And the people are great. Like they're.
Oh, I'm not knocking the people. No, I'm trying to help them.
That's what I said. It's the cultures. It's not just that. It's the cultures that are imposed on them. Right.
Of course.
By their leadership.
That's right.
That's what I'm referring to.
And
like
Gerald, I love that you didn't say Qatar.
Qatar.
That come from?
I don't know. I'm not sure which one's correct, but
you
Qatar
said Qatar. I always said Qatar, and
it's Qatar, right?
There was a movie called Qatar. Now they call it Qatar.
There's also acoustic Qatar.
Oh, geez.
Electric Qatar.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm glad you let me take and run with that one.
Well, you know Thank what, Gerald? You. This rant has away, been Gerald Knows rant Stuff. Away.
Guys, I'm gay.
He got an echo.
Come on.
One, yeah.
Well, I don't know how he did it when you
Putting
said
effects
it.
Effects on that?
He's working over the weekend just to screw with me.
Yeah, he don't like you.
Nope.
Nope.
Never piss off the soundboard guy.
No. I don't know what you did to him.
I don't either.
Should have given him that back rub.
You were smooching with my brother.
Yeah. So, you filthy animal.
One thing really fast. This is from Cliff. Lane. Qatar says 400 to 500 migrant workers died due to the World Cup, but it's actually been revealed 6,500 migrant workers have died.
6,000.
Wow.
Even the Egyptians are blushing and like, guys, that's a little much.
I'm no math mammarian, but I'd say that's 1,000 times more.
Yeah. Chinese are like, well, that's about what it takes to build a good wall.
Yeah. They're like, no, that seems right.
You know?
Except theirs took forever, and that one died in a week and a half.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's 174,000 degrees there, so.
It's pretty hot. I know a lot of people that have been stationed in the Middle East, and several people have said, God doesn't want you to live there. There's nothing. It's insanely hot. Nothing should be alive. You have cobras that come inside to stay cool. Yes. It's not a place where
guys,
you're supposed to be.
Is it cool if we come in here? It's kind of hot out there.
Yeah. I've heard, nobody's like, oh, I love the weather. It's great. It's a step right before hell.
and spiders follow you to rest in your shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
which
they're
I'm
not
fine
even.
With.
They're not even going to attack you. They're just like, look, man.
I'm not going
to
bite you.
I just need to cool down.
Cast some shade my way.
Come on.
Yeah, they've got like a little white flag. Just
yeah. Like, look, I know I'm hard to look at, but I just need some cool.
It's been a rough life, look, man.
I'll make you a nice web. You like webs? No. Oh, okay, that's all I got.
That's all I got, man.
I got a house in my ass.
Now I'm going to bite you.
Going to bite you if you move.
Yeah.
Stay put now.
The size of a dinner plate.
Oh, I know. They're just
it's true. People are going to Google it and find out it's true.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a crab that's following you.
Well, that's why every animal there is designed to murder you 8 seconds after it bites you.
It's like, oh, you carry water in your skin. Okay, fantastic. I'll drink
there's
you for
moisture
a week.
In
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah, this is perfect. Yeah, there's
I'll start
no
with your eyes.
There's no reason to be there. You worried about a hijab. You know how many spiders was probably up on that mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot.
Preach.
Amen. I don't like spiders at all.
No.
I'll say it. You know what, spiders? I don't even want you to watch this show.
They don't.
I know.
Eight eyes.
I don't like that either.
I don't think
they Why can't you
eyes.
Have two like your cartoons?
Just kidding. I don't know how many they have.
Why the spider? People say if you could ask God one question,
I'm not asking about the spider. The spider does.
I'm
going to
ask him a question.
But
I'm going to go, couldn't you make it like cool? Like if a spider looked like a hamster, you'd be like, yeah, I got some spiders in my house. They eat bugs.
I kind of like it that they eat mosquitoes. Mosquitoes is the question.
I'm not saying they shouldn't eat mosquitoes. You're getting me all wrong. I'm saying make them cute.
Yeah.
Oh, you want it to be like a Charlotte's Web kind of spider.
Yes.
Oh, got it.
Which is still kind of gross.
But less gross.
Less gross.
All right.
Because
fine.
It talked and was like, oh, hello, Charlotte, pig.
We're like, wow, you can spell. Hmm.
Yeah, I've made a web. I think you're so good, spiders. Good. Anyway, hate you. A Canadian woman who is also a veteran called in for support for her chairlift.
Oh, well,
have you heard
nice.
About this? Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And was told that we cannot help you, but they instead offered assisted suicide. That's right.
What?
She needed a chairlift to go up the stairs.
Ah!
And instead...
Fresh out!
They were like, look, we can't really get you a chair right now. We can murder you.
For Christine Gauthier, the fight to get a wheelchair lift in her home has been an uphill battle.
I have to crawl down the stairs on my butt with the wheelchair in front of me to be able to access my house.
While pleading her case to a Veterans Affairs case manager over the phone in 2019, she was told something that would leave her feeling shocked.
If things are so hard at this point and you just can't keep going on, then you know we can assist you with aid to die.
And she's not the only one.
Jeez.
What?
So
let's say you support assisted suicide and people are in extreme amounts of pain. Mm-hmm. That should be up to the person, not really the doctor going, hey, want me to kill you?
Right. Yeah, well, basically, I was looking for maybe delivery in the next 6 to 8 weeks. You're saying it's going to be longer and that I should accept death instead.
Yeah. Wow. Here, you got a couple options. We can get you one by July, or we can come by and, I don't know, snuff you out. What one do you prefer?
Is there maybe a middle ground?
Hey, sounds like you want to meet God.
Can I pay for expedited shipping, perhaps?
Yes.
I'll pay the fee. Oh,
you can't get up the stairs? Then kill yourself.
Maybe move into a single-story residence? Something we can work something out?
Yeah, there's no middle ground. It's just like, I can't get you a chairlift, but I can have a group of people and your life.
Yes, we'll help you with the dying part.
Veterans Affairs. I don't really care about if you have to crawl up your stairs. I don't care.
Well, you're a veteran, huh? Thank you for your service in the Mounties. We do appreciate that. Yeah. By the way, we will serve you and kill you.
Yeah, speaking of service, do you have a firearm?
Yeah.
Hello? Well, yeah, just point that at yourself.
Uh-huh. That's illegal, though, but we're going to let this one slide because it helps us with the paperwork.
We're just going to swing somebody by to cut your gas lines. And we'll have you all set for the next couple days.
You know that bucket of maple syrup? We all love it. Just put your head directly in the bucket.
So
you're frozen to the carpet. Yeah. We'll peel you off like Velcro. Haul you away.
Oh, it sounds like a make-a-wish, and your wish is death.
Have you ever gone ice fishing in July?
Yeah.
Give it a try. See
what
happens.
It's good. What we're going to do is wait for it to thaw out and then just shove you out there. How does that work? No, I just want to walk. I'm just trying to get up the stairs. Yeah, you're stupid.
We heard you the first time. Really? Yeah,
we're gonna send you to hell. So in fact, this is actually even a bigger story. Canadian authorities are reportedly not only offering that, but now they're demanding use of their new chairlift service. Mm. See?
That one works.
Well, that way they can only install it once and they can just recycle it to every veteran's house.
Yeah. I love how on her way up the stairs, she knocks the portrait askew just a bit.
And it freezes on that. Like, that's the travesty of what's happening.
Yeah.
There's a picture out of alignment.
Oh,
my God.
Boy, Canada, you guys are something.
That's
but here's a gal that you know served her country.
Yeah. Yes,
needs some help as opposed to the people at Walmart that use the electric chairs because they're lazy.
Yeah. Well, I feel that if you are that big, you should just run in front of that person and take the cart. Have you ever done that?
No.
It's really funny because there's no law that says you can't use it.
That's right.
It's just a rule that we've all decided to abide by of not being a jerk.
But it's not a law.
What, are they going to catch you?
Yeah, exactly. If you're like,
a suggestion.
Like somebody's like, you know.
Those things aren't that fast.
No, but they're like six.
They ain't going to catch you? Yeah, they're still not going to catch you.
Yeah. Have you ever tipped anybody on it?
No.
Yeah, you just get like four guys and tip a Walmart scooter.
Oh my god!
You never done the couch tipping?
I did see one guy that ran out of battery charge, so I was like,
if you jump on him like Super Mario Brothers, a bunch of chocolate coins come out.
Bow, 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 bow.
Isn't that like if you're going around Walmart because you're morbidly obese? No offense, I like them curvy too. But if you're going around a Walmart in one of those using a reaching stick to get your groceries, maybe you need a call from the Canadian government.
They'll help you out. From the government, I'm here to help.
Well, she was French Canadian, so she's going to have a tough time with Ottawa.
What's amazing, though, is she's completely of sound mind.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for her to have to die because she would like to get up the stairs easier.
She was a little impatient in waiting for her chairlift. So,
right.
Yeah.
You know.
Which one tends to get when months go by and you can't get upstairs.
To use the bathroom that's upstairs.
Well, that was poor planning.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll just put you down for one death sentence. No, chair.
No.
Shut up.
No.
I can't hear you. La, 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 la.
Pull my file.
Once we've made the selection, it cannot be unselected. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you said grenade.
Ah.
So, yeah. Yeah, look, I personally am one of the few people, and I'm sure a lot of people will be mad, but I'm fine if you are in massive amounts of pain, and that is your choice.
Your body,
you have
your
some
choice.
Assistant suicide. Mm. Look, I'm just saying. That's your choice.
It's an interesting question.
We could, and it's just my opinion. Yeah. I never thought Kevorkian was a bad guy.
Yeah.
I personally didn't. When he started doing it for fun, it was weird. But in the beginning, it made sense.
We made you sign over your will and everything. That's
that was the parts that were bad. Odd. But the
it was
more
such a professional looking van he had.
Yeah. True. Did you ever see the suicide machine? It looks like he made it with like a bike pump and some bleach.
Oh, geez.
Just awful.
It's only hurt for about 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like the, what do they call when they put you on death row and they shoot you with the
lethal
injection. Yeah, it looks like that, except it took way longer.
You got to pedal it yourself?
Yeah. It's a Peloton.
Just keep pedaling until you pass out.
Oh, well, good luck, Canada. And that's it, I think, for today's show.
Silly place.
Yeah.
Again, check me out this weekend. I'll be at the Comedy Castle. That's in Detroit, Royal Oak, Detroit, whatever you want to call it.
Going back to your roots.
Yeah. I'm going back to the club I started in.
Nice.
I made the mistake of sitting front row with the pit bull of comedy. What was his name again?
That was...
Gallagher?
Yes, Gallagher.
No.
No, it was... and I can't believe I'm blanking on his name.
I can see him.
Yeah, his gray hair. Very, very
voice,
vile.
Kind of gravelly.
Yeah, it talks like that. Every joke is extremely offensive.
Yeah, the whole night long, my wife and I were Joni and Chachi, and he would call back to us. Oh.
I'm so mad I can't think of his name right now. And I know it, too. Look up Pitbull of Comedy. I'm not leaving till we get it.
Oh, no.
No. And people pay for a show. They can listen to us look
is
for
it
stuff.
Bobby Slayton.
Thank you.
Bobby Slayton.
Yes, Google him. It's fun for the whole family. Sit around during the holidays to listen to for Christmas.
Yeah.
Throw it on the record
Christmas
player.
Morning.
So especially. Never tip the maitre d' at a comedy club to get you good seats.
Don't do it.
No.
You're
it's best
trouble.
To not be in the very front row. I've always said that. And I'm a comic.
Yeah.
I don't really go at people, though, but sometimes.
We had one time.
Well, I put a clip up on my, I hate to say a TikTok, but I got one a couple weeks ago where I was like, hey, what are those? The guy was crutches, and I didn't know they were. And I go, oh, did you break something? He goes, no, I have MS. And I was like, oh. And then I was like, well, I mean, at least they look cool. And he goes, I guess. And I go, okay, so I guess your compliment taking skills are handicapped as well. And fortunately, he was a fan of the show, so he was fun. But I'm like, I'm going to just go ahead and walk my way out of this, you know, because I can walk. And and it's so fun because, like, Crowder fans get it. You know, they laugh and he's enjoying it and loving it and stuff. So it was fun to play with. But I honestly didn't know what it was.
He and Peele had a great sketch of a heckler who was a burn
Do
victim.
Me.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do me. He had no
voice. Yeah.
Yeah, the voice. Yeah. And he's just terrified on stage.
Yeah. It burns.
It burns.
That was such a brilliant
Because he
show.
Started crying, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
The tears, they burn.
Well, thank you guys very much for tuning in. We're going to be back tomorrow. Stephen will be back in the big chair, and we will have on, of course, Mr. Alex Jones.
Woo. Yeah.
I want to thank Craw Daddy.
Thank you, Dave.
For coming out. I want to thank all you guys for the hard work you do.
Ahoy!
Ahoy. Gerald A.
Yeah.
Of course, he'll be
thank
back.
Thank you, Dave.
And thank no, you. Thank
no, thank you.
You.
Mm.
Hugh.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. And until tomorrow, piss off, YouTube.